Now, I think this has probably happened to everyone. You want to go to the pub, but your friends are busy, work colleagues are away for the weekend, and your mum and dad, well, you've not seen them since they retired and bought a caravan and joined the Grey Wanderers. Luckily, your favourite new drinking partner might be closer than you think, because while the Inner West's unpopular dog-out laws have made some pubs canine-free zones, the Vic on the Park in Marrickville has started an initiative to not only make their pub dog-friendly, but also do a bit of good at the same time. I'm joined in studio by Sam Nielsen. He's a manager at the Vic. Good morning, mate.
Morning.
Now, what is the Vic doing for our poochie mates?
So we've always been a dog-friendly pub. As long as I've worked there, I've been there for going on three years now, yeah. In different positions. And we've always been a dog-friendly pub, but recently we've decided to take that the next step, and we're launching a doggy badge draw.
Okay.
So for those of you who know, badge draw, human badge draw, involves jackpotting money each week and membership. So it's the same sort of thing, but just doggy treats.
Yeah. And that's it, doggy treats.
So. Yeah, we're going to work out some other things, some other prizes. But yeah. So every Sunday at 4 p.m, starting on the 18th of September, so next weekend, we'll be running this doggy badge draw. So we'll be calling a number, calling out a winner, and you have to be there to win. And
the classics, you can't just, you've got to be there for
it. Yeah, you've got to be there for it, yeah. But yeah, it's an easy thing to join up to. You just have to go into the pub, talk to any of the staff, any of the management, they all know what the deal is, and then you pay your little fee, and then proceeds go to Maggie's Rescue, which is kind of one of the main points behind all of this.
Yeah, Maggie's Rescue is a very, very good charity. So when did they come on board with you guys?
So we've been supporting Maggie's Rescue, and they've been helping us out for a little while now, about a year and a half. We've got we've been doing Friday night meat raffles, and proceeds of that have all been going to Maggie's Rescue. And we decided, as I said, step it up a little bit and help them out. And so with this, we're just kind of creating awareness for the good things that they're doing in the Inner West, where they're just looking for homes and supporting homeless animals.
Yeah, they're a great rescue foundation. Yeah. They're absolutely lovely. I've chatted to them on the show before, and you know, the work they do in making sure that pups don't end up seeing, well, you know, the wrong end of a vet.
Yeah, exactly. Really important. Exactly. And like, as a dog owner myself, and my licensee Sarah, she's also a dog owner as well, so it's kind of hits pretty close to home for us. So it's something that we're pretty passionate about.
And the Vic's been a bit of a haven for dogs for a while now, hasn't it? You head there on a weekend, and that backyard area is basically pooch central.
It is, yeah. We have that large outdoor area, and I think that's one of the issues with throughout the Inner West with other pubs, that they aren't blessed with that sort of outdoor area. So you have to bring pubs into the dogs into the pub to enjoy it, and that's kind of where the council's been cracking down on. So is dogs inside the venue.
Yeah.
So we have that large outdoor car park, basketball court, deck, and it's all dog open. You know, go nuts.
So what's next after the badge draw? Can we expect to see a doggy menu?
That has been suggested. The head chef, she wasn't as thrilled
excited
with
about
that.
Yeah,
I think she's been, you know, cooking for humans her entire life, and she takes the job very seriously, and she cooks some amazing food. And I think she might take a little bit of easing into. She does like my dog, so maybe I can get my dog to guilt her into something.
Or maybe just order two meals for yourself and make sure one accidentally slides on
the
plate.
Yeah. Just, you know, rump steak well done, no trimmings.
And everyone's good with the pups being around? Like, you don't get any sort of, good.
No, I haven't had any issue with it. Everybody seems to be pretty, they understand when they come to the Vic about the environment they're going to be in.
Yeah,
everybody seems to be dog owners. You get people swarming dogs when they walk in, you know, looking for a pat, looking for something out of it. And I think a lot of the owners really enjoy that, because it's a vibe that everybody is kind of accepting to dogs and friendly to dogs. And everybody seems to be pretty well behaved, including the dogs.
And that's the main thing, isn't it?
That is the main thing, yeah.
And what about if, say, a lunatic like me, a dedicated cat owner, who is attempting to walk his cat, because I have bought a harness for him, what if he wanted to bring the cat along?
We have no issue with that. Like, at your own risk, obviously, with 30 dogs running around.
Like, and one cat.
They're always on lead, but with 30 dogs around, it's and one cat. But we did have a last Christmas, we did photos with Santa, but with dogs. So, and we had a Santa in there all dressed up, and we had dogs coming up, and there was actually a cat in that in the line. Waiting to take their photo with Santa.
And no issue there at all?
No issue there at all. No, it was on a lead. It was tucking up. All the dogs were pretty relaxed in the situation.
Sam, it is good to hear that there's still a haven around the inner west for people who want to take a dog to a pub and just hang out with one of their mates. Mm-hmm. So thank you very much.
No worries.
Great to hear from the Vic on the Park. Sam Nielsen there, manager at the Vic on the Park. Get yourself down there, have a blast, take your dog.